Today is Friday, the 13th of December, the Feast of St. Lucy in the second week of Advent.
In rumors of old, whispers from the heavens, prophets foretold of signs and seasons, one who would come through the line of David, the Bethlehem King, of whom angels would sing.
Eliza King sings, "Receive Him." How will you receive Christ this Christmas?
Would we recognize God if He came without gold, without riches, and spent His first night on earth with the wanderers and wise men and shepherds?
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn." For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
John the Baptist came to call people to repent in readiness for the coming of Jesus. Then Jesus taught about the kingdom of God and healed many people as he revealed that he was the Son of God. Yet in this reading, Jesus describes the petty criticisms, rejection, and perhaps misunderstandings as like being with children playing games in the marketplaces. In your journey of faith, have you also come across people who've criticized you, who have mocked your faith, and perhaps rejected you? Can you recall how you felt when this happened? Picture this person, or these people now. Why do you think they might have reacted in this way? As you listen to the reading again, try to feel the Lord's exasperation of his generation.
But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds."
Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds, Jesus says. As you approach the end of your prayer, ask the Lord to show you where your own deeds have been a witness. For example, your love for others, or your faithfulness to God, or something else. End your prayer time today in gratitude for the words, works, and promises of John the Baptist and Jesus, and how, because of these, their wisdom is lived out through your faith.
wisdom.
Lord and ruler.
Root of Jesse.
Key of David.
Rising sun.
King of the nations.
Emmanuel.
Come, Lord Jesus.